Still a couple guys not here. They injured or?
No, we had a few guys. We had a few guys that were excused for personal reasons today.
Who was that?
Jack Rabbit was one of them. Eli Apple, Paul Perkins.
They're all expected back on Wednesday?
Yes.
Jerry said last week that he thought the team bought into the hype about what you guys could accomplish this year. Do you agree with that?
I think that, there are a few things when you take a look at the first half of the year. And we were humbled, obviously, the first half of the season. And we talked to the players about the first half before we left. And, we were obviously humbled. One thing I wanted them to keep in mind is, don't forget how badly you once wanted what you now have. And it's a blessing to be here and to work with these guys each and every day. And they had an opportunity to get away from it for a little bit and reflect on the first half of the season. But we need to flush the first half. We need to move on to the second half. It's important for us to get better as a football team. And the thing I ask of these guys is just take it one game at a time, one play at a time. And, don't hold on what we did the first half, but let's go out here and be the best team we can in the second half of the season.
What about what you ask of yourself and the coaching staff, when you reflected over this week?
Yeah, we wanted to take a look at different things. First thing was personnel. Wanted to make sure we were using our players the right way. Is there an opportunity moving forward for us to interject, maybe some younger players or even some veteran players into different roles that we haven't been using them? But personnel usage, wanted to take a look at things schematically, the schemes that have been working, the things that haven't been working, and, emphasizing what's been working for us and the things that haven't been working, either throw them out or is it a quick fix? Is it something we can fix over the second half of the year and being smart with our time? Those are some of the things that we took a look at.
How much?
As far as the hype part, you take that. That falls on your responsibility to not let the guys buy into that?
Everything falls on my shoulders.
Did you see any signs of that, Ben? Jerry was pretty adamant several times saying he just, the guys, they didn't look like they were, the passion, the grind, that they did not seem, they seemed to be satisfied with last year's success too much going into this season.
Yeah, I think, you go back again, you take a look at the first half of the season. I don't think you can point to just one thing. Were we a hungry enough football team? You can make a case that we weren't. But that's just part of it. It's not just one thing.
Ben, how would you describe how much you and Jerry Reese are or conceivably are not on the same page?
Jerry, 100% we're on the same page. We're tied at the hip. Jerry and I have multiple conversations each and every day. We have a great relationship, great working relationship. I have a lot of respect for Jerry and everything that he's done in this profession.
Do you feel like you're coaching for your job for this?
Each and every day in this business, you have to prove yourself. And, when I come in, I come to work. I'm blessed to be here. It's a great opportunity. I don't think that way. I'm doing everything I can to help these players put a winning product on the field on Sunday.
How much feedback did you get from your leaders, the players who have been here, been through things like this?
We took a little break. We talked about flushing the first half of the season and coming back and starting with a fresh start.
Do you believe the bye came at the right time for you guys?
Every year it seems like the bye comes at the right time. You can spin that any way you want to spin it. But again, we're excited to put the first half of the season behind us. We're excited to move on to this game on Sunday.
Is it difficult to get that fresh start? You're five games back in the division. I think you're 15th in the conference. To kind of keep that focus and that optimism going forward?
Again, we have one game this week. We have a heck of a football team coming here, and we're excited to jump into our preparation.
When you did the self-scouting, you said you looked at your team and decided you needed to make personnel changes or whatever was necessary. Do you expect there to be significant changes that people are going to be able to notice the difference, or is it just tweaks, or how do you envision that?
There'll be some subtle changes, but again, our players are our players. We have good players, and we have to put them in a position to be successful on Sunday.
Do you think you were using them correctly? That's one thing you said you were going to look at.
I'm not going to come out here and tell you our self-scout, no. But we examined personnel and scheme.
Two more guys. Two more.
OV didn't look like he was working. Weston, I mean, can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, OV did not practice today. Weston did not practice.
What about Pugh?
Pugh was out today.
Ben, I know you won't, I'm not asking for specifics, but one thing that Jerry Reese also talked to us about was how smart you are. And I'm just wondering, as you were able to sit back during a bye weekend or however many days you gave yourself, mm-hmm. was there an aha moment? Was there a, this is what we have to correct moment?
Again, in this business, it's tough to win. But it's also tough to be in the situation we're in. And one thing doesn't point to winning and losing games. Just like each and every game, there are a variety of things that happen in the game that puts you on a path to either winning or losing the ball game. And the same can be said for a season. So it's difficult to point to just one thing and say it's just one thing. We have to be careful of doing that.
Tomorrow's the trade deadline, and you said you talk to Jerry every day. How do you approach it as a head coach?
Evaluate who they ask you to evaluate, input when there's input to be made. Other than that, we need to get our team ready to go play on Sunday.